Be advised, graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
Oh, he just farted.
I just got a message. Look at that baby bump. I know.
Mine or hers? No, I don't need a Windows update right now in the middle of a show.
That's a you issue. I ain't get. Fuck you. You know how hard it is to get on the floor. Kelly, help me. Ha ha. She says, my baby belly, my bump, your belly's bigger.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'll admit it. Yeah. Reading you today's
with unfiltered commentary for your enjoyment. Yeah.
I wanted a dog from this same breed he is, but the XL version. Okay. They're bulkier. They look great. They're great protectors. They actually have a brain. I don't know what the fuck happened to you.
He jumped out of a car window.
I'm lost, but anyway.
Oh, the dog. I wanted to pay.
Hello, everybody. It is Friday.
It is.
May 2nd.
It is.
Which means I cannot go to work on Monday.
Why?
It's Star Wars Day.
Oh, shit. That's my...
I go on Revenge of the Sith.
That's my ex-husband's wedding anniversary. With his new wife.
Okay. Anyway, so I hope everybody had a decent week. Mine, yeah. We're not going there, but I did get to go see Drink Bitch, and I did go see my old work wife and his wife, and we had a ball. We went to the archery range. Real, lots of fun, lots of fun. Gave him his birthday gifts that he was supposed to get last month. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I hope Sammy didn't eat the frosting off the
Pop-Tart. If he did, he did. Been kind of an interesting. I have a few to I found a bunch of stuff on Facebook. And now it's just, I got to figure out which one I want to read. Because for some reason, it's being a pain in my ass. It's not. Okay, well, I got these. So, let's try to get a few in here. I think these are short ones. Yeah. I don't know if I did this one.
Don't hurt your head.
But I will tell you this much. This would have been one hell of a fifth grade party at school. Uh-oh. And this is actually, believe it or not, you would think that this would come out of our favorite state.
No.
Florida.
Depending on what it is, yeah.
I will just read part of this. Just to see if you can guess the state.
Okay.
Okay. Isabel Bernal, 33, was arrested after allegedly providing Jello shots to students.
Fuck, I don't know where it's at, but we gotta go.
I know, right?
Fuck. Okay, so if it's not
a fifth grade now,
fucking go, teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's not Florida, We got to look at the drunkest states. Well, us being one of them.
Yeah.
Wisconsin. So we have Wisconsin.
Because 10 of the drunkest cities, of the 10 drunkest cities, 8 are here in Wisconsin. Yeah, no, we know nothing about drinking. It is not Wisconsin.
Fuck. I can't remember. Is it Tennessee?
No, it's not Tennessee.
Alabama.
No.
What was the name?
Isabel. Teresa Isabel Bernal.
I'm going to go with Louisiana.
Emma goes to the
south
border of Mexico.
Shit. She jumped ship already.
You know,
no.
Where
wrong on both of you.
So fuck you.
East fucking Texas.
Well,
I mean, she's the closest out of both of us. She went to the border. Yeah, I was like, well, fuck, bro.
But East Texas.
I wouldn't think that would be the state I would do that in, though.
I know. So here we go. A mother
I'd be afraid
in East,
some fifth grader pulled a gun out on me because I screwed up a jello
shot. A mother in East Texas was arrested after a child got sick from allegedly vodka-laced jello shots at a fifth grade school holiday party in December. Yes!
Hey, she kept him warm. What do you mean?
Don't get that cold in Texas in December. It maybe drops to 60.
And they're all bundled up.
True.
Fucking dying. Calm down.
So here we go. Teresa is facing a felony count of injury to a child after multiple students consumed what officials allege were vodka-laced treats on December 20th at Jones Elementary School in Tyler. Now, this was April 26th. Of this year.
Maxie.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Max.
Okay. According to an arrest affidavit, a Tyler Independent School District, ISD, police officer received a phone call from the Jones Elementary assistant principal that said she believed the parent had brought in jello shots to a class Christmas party. One child threw up. And, oh, wow, this kid's going places.
Oh, shit.
One child threw up, and another was unable to stand after consuming 6 shots, according to the affidavit. That kid's going places. School staff said students had consumed nearly all of the tainted shots before the staff realized they contained alcohol. Oh my God, is she fugly?
That's probably.
Look at that.
Okay, she's not as bad as some of the things we've seen.
Oh, no, I know.
I was going to say, she's not as terrible.
Okay, 15 students were sent to the school nurse and reported having stomach aches and headaches, the affidavit said.
No shit, it's vodka.
Oh, yeah, that's enough to kill anybody. After returning from Christmas break, another student reported that he'd thrown up twice at school that day, according to the affidavit, while another student claimed he had passed out after school following the party. Bernal told the officer she had purchased the jello shots from a local business she found on Facebook. The business has run out of a house, so she went by the house and purchased the jello shots and brought them to the school for the Christmas party. Bernal denied knowing there was any alcohol in the jello shots and claimed she did not intend to give alcohol-laced treats to the students. However, investigators disagreed with Bernal's claim, saying that after looking at the photo of jello shots she ordered, it clearly states the jello shots contain Smirnoff. The complaint says.
And it's not even the
And then in those, good. After Smirnoff, in those fucked up parentheses, those square ones, it says a vodka brand. Boy, have we failed as a... In my opinion, there is no way Bernal could have missed the fact that the jello shot she purchased and bought to her daughter's fifth grade Christmas party contained drinking alcohol. During an interview with some of the teachers, they told investigators they found it odd that Brunell would bring Jell-O shots to a class party, but trusted Brunell would not bring, quote, anything harmful. Tyler ISD official shared a statement with Fox News Digital, saying they were aware of Brunell's recent arrest and were working with enforcement on the investigation.
How long has she been his teacher?
I don't think she was. I don't think she was a teacher. I think it was,
or just a parent.
It was a parent, because now it says in here. The district added that Brunell has not been allowed back on campus since the incident and now faces legal consequences. According to jail records, Brunell was booked into jail on April 21st and her bail is set at $75,000.
Woo!
She has yet to appear in court and does not appear to have a lawyer at this time.
Public school, I assume.
ISD is, yeah.
So,
why do I feel like ISD down in Tyler, this is not the only time they've been in the news?
Uh-uh. I remember that name.
The name is too familiar.
So, we did one in Texas. I want to flop to everybody's favorite state because it's Florida, man. And this is April 29th of this year. I got to get rid of this. No.
Oh, wait. Stop saying this.
No. No, I'm trying to close an ad. And it's got that really small X and I've got ginormous fingers.
I know the feeling.
Okay, so here we go.
Yep. Reason why Tyler SD was on my radar is because employees taped a disabled student's hands.
Ah.
So brain. There's a brain in there.
Okay.
And it was by three teachers.
Ooh.
So was not what I was looking. That's not what the story's about. Sorry. So, I was just curious about the name.
Now we're going to go to Florida. We went to Texas. Let's go to Florida real quick. Because
there's nothing quick in Florida.
That's true. It's all old people down there. And they drive like flies fuck, slow and sloppy.
You know, the worst part is my cousin drives really slow.
Old?
She's younger than me. Literally,
that
she goes.
That sounds like a bunch of vaginas sloshing through the mud.
She's putting axolotls in the cave, okay?
She's putting what?
Axolotls in caves. You know what an axolotl is, right?
Yeah.
The thing that looks like it has nothing to it? Yeah. She's putting them in caves. That's why they're making that sound. Or are you talking about Bina drinking?
I was talking about that thing drinking.
Oh.
So you refer to your cousin as a vagina sloshing through mud.
She drives like it. Because it sounds like that. That's what I was hearing. So I was going... Fucking
no, I was talking about that. Anyway, so let's go to Florida. Palm Coast, to be exact.
I have no clue where
that is. I love when stories start out like this. A Florida man is being labeled as a birthday suit bandit.
Woo!
By deputies after they say he tried to break into a Flagler County home while naked. Keep it classy, Florida. Matthew Hunter. It's the cocaine fish.
No,
this is true.
Matthew Hunter, 63, of what? Palm Coast, is now facing charges of attempted burglary, exposure of sex organs, and criminal mischief.
I got nothing.
Maybe he had some new Viagra he wanted. Now, see, if he lived in the villages, all he'd have to do is put a loofah on, and he could have walked around and advertised. Because that's what they do in the village, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Zena. Okay, so here's the backstory. On Saturday, April 26th, shortly after midnight, the Flagler County Sheriff's Office said it received a 911 call about a nude man, later identified as Hunter, who was trying to break into a residence on Fox Hill Lane in Palm Coast. The woman inside the home called 911 after she heard what sounded like a knife trying to cut through the lock on her front door.
Hang on a second. Pause. Before you go, I want to stop it before that.
I don't want to know where he kept the knife.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. Where the fuck did he keep this
knife?
My
prison wallet. Oh, there it is.
Maybe he was wearing a holster. That's the only thing he was wearing.
It was a loincloth.
I got nothing.
Maybe it was in his weave.
Yeah.
I've seen some shit.
I'm just gonna. It was in his hand. I don't really want to know where it is.
No, I don't.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Okay. When deputies arrived, they found Hunter walking away from the woman's house, completely naked, as described. They also discovered gouge marks on the door frame and molding.
Okay, so we had something.
He was trying to get in with his knife.
What knife?
According to an arrest report, Hunter is the woman's neighbor.
Okay.
The affidavit states that the woman saw Hunter through her front window as he yelled that he was going to come inside the home and demand that she open the door.
But why?
Why is she naked?
But wait. There's more.
There's always more. Florida.
Deputies later spoke with Hunter's wife at their home, who said her husband had been drinking heavily and was taking psychiatric medication.
The ones you're not supposed to mix and drink.
It's Florida.
What do you expect?
She admitted she was afraid of him, but had no idea he had left their home as she had been asleep.
Bitch, lock the door. Look, I'm sorry.
County court records show that Hunter is expected to appear for an arraignment hearing on May 27th at 8:30 a.m.
I wonder if he'll show up naked.
So there we go. There is...
talking about naked things and about the same age, because it's fucking weird. People know I work fraud, right? Yeah. I'm not going to say where. But I work fraud. I have seen pictures of people, and I'm going to say this honestly, and as nicely as humanly fucking possible, and I don't think that's really going to be easy. If you are going on dating sites, websites, and you have to pay for these, if you do, please, for the love of God, get the phone number of the person you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... because the minute you report all of this shit is fraud, that dating site is going to show me everything you've posted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the shit you've seen.
I have seen... a 50-some-year-old man in God's glory, and that's all I'm going to say.
God's glory and God's green earth.
Be careful what you say. These places are actually recording you.
I believe it. So, do I have time for one that kind of pisses me off?
Sure, go ahead.
This one comes out of the great loser state of California.
Okay. I say that's not really a loser state. That's
my bad.
I identify as a snowflake, and I identify as
a liberal twat hurts. Waffle.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. If you're a snowflake, can you even call somebody a twat waffle?
No. That's because it might offend
waffles.
Fuck you up and now. I'm pick stickers.
I'm just saying. So, I've done a little bit of research on this one.
Uh-huh.
And this is true.
I'm going to kick a dog.
And I am so fucking pissed at this right now. And you know me, I'm usually pretty easy and run-of-the-mill about everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just... there was a proposal to make it a felony in California to purchase 16 and 17-year-olds for sex.
That Wait a second. It's not? Sounds like prostitution.
It does.
Just that proposal to make it a felony to purchase 16 and 17-year-olds for sex is being blocked by California's Democrats.
That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's probably an end game, though, because they're like, we want something if we take something away.
So last year, there was a Senate bill, SB 1414, to make it a felony to purchase sex from all children. I'm unclear why it wasn't a felony before this, but it's California. Know what I mean?
Fish.
The California Democrats forced amendments to that bill saying that if the teen was only 16 or 17-year-olds, buying them for sex would be a misdemeanor. This year's assembly bill, AB 370.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, you remember fish or bees.
I know. That's why I'm sitting here. I'm like.
Okay. This year's assembly bill, AB 379, was supposed to close the loophole of the Senate bill and go back to making it a felony to purchase any minor for sex.
Why is there a loophole, period?
I...
You buy somebody for sex, it's called prostitution. And out of 99% of the country, it's illegal. Unless
you know
you're in that 1% on Nevada, which is legal in the city.
I'm not even going to finish that one. That is fish or bees, and you can buy a 16 and 17-year-old for sex. But it's only a misdemeanor.
You got me fucked up. I am.
Welcome to California.
I'm so glad my son don't live there. He's 16.
He's that old already?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
Feel old yet?
Bitch, I've been feeling old. I've been feeling old the minute I got pregnant with this asshole.
You don't know that's an asshole yet.
No, it's an asshole. I'm tired of getting up every hour to pee.
Oh, that's normal for me.
Give a fuck if it's Navi,
get off of my computer. You don't sit on that, sweetheart.
You can't sit on the computer.
You can't sit on that. I'm sorry,
hey,
I screamed.
Come here. It's okay.
You can't sit on my computer,
you
sweetheart.
You can't sit on the computer, okay? I love you too.
She wants to crawl back in.
Gotta go.
No, I'm not.
There's not enough room.
Fuck no, there is no
room. You already got twins.
There's no. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You get a pussy lick in your finger. So, where are we going today,
just
Brain?
Just shove my finger in there. It's like, what the fuck? Now you know how I feel. Okay. Besides the turn of events that I was looking at there. Before I go too far, because you went off on a tangent for a second, before I go to California. So that kind of worked. You do What a...
Spit it out. We know you're good at spitting, according to Paul.
Was it JFK Jr.? The medical fucking guru, apparently, is fucking moron.
Well, he's better than Fauci.
At least Fauci knew that autism was...
Okay, I'm sorry, continue.
Don't piss off the world, the pregnant woman.
Oh. They're trying to say that is a new disease. Because only the new people are getting it. You realize Eminem has it.
Only the new people?
The new... Yeah, the younger generation. Which is not true. There's actually several actors and actresses that have it. It's not a new disease.
I understand that. But I think why... There are cases that are obviously clear cut. But I wonder a lot how much is a lot of it is the teachers just don't want to deal with rowdy kids.
No, that 100% is different.
But I could see where he's saying...
I see how you're portraying it, but how it was said was not the way it came out.
So it was misconstrued. It wasn't worded correctly.
Hell no, you can't.
In your opinion. Well, but I understand what you're saying, but you said, you can see where I'm coming from.
Yes.
Oh my God, the kid's hyper. He's got autism or ADHD. Which get him on meds so we don't have to fucking deal with him.
100%. That I do see. But in the way he said it, is that only the younger generation is because they can't handle
it.
That is wrong. It's not because they can't handle it.
Okay.
And the worst part is, there's probably adults who have it.
And don't know.
Because it wasn't correctly identified in the first place.
And now the new cases are catching up.
Correct.
Okay.
Now
it makes sense.
The way when he said it was not the way it was.
So it was the writer's fuck up versus his fuck up. Because whoever wrote the speech for him.
Yeah, because you know he can't fucking do it himself.
Can anybody in the government do anything for themselves?
Nope.
Moving on.
But he wants to add in an autistic. What do you say? An autism. Tracker.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who is getting services for autism needs to be tracked.
Anyone who's on the spectrum, period.
Yes. The autism.
Which means I'm qualified for it. Anybody with learning disabilities, such as myself, would be required.
Correct. Which would put a huge damper on things, because if they say she has a learning disability, they can say, she does not qualify for this, this, and this. She can't own a certain item that is currently in your possession, and they would require you to take it out. And that's where...
Although, they'd get them one piece at a time.
Maybe throw a fucking bullet in her head.
Like I said, one piece at a time. And if you've seen... I know you've seen them.
Uh-huh.
But if you've seen their food in the other room, I would be able to give them one piece at a time for a very
long
time.
But that's what they...
Line them up at the door, boys. I've got plenty. Basically, he's trying to make a red flag.
Correct. Which, if you're trying to do this whole red flag, and make people with mental disabilities not be able to have weapons or the correct fucking help that they need.
Okay, now this also gets back to the mental health crisis that we've discussed many a times in here. I understand the purpose or the logic behind the red flags. However, everything I own, with the exception of two, are in the safe. Yes. Okay. Nobody knows where the other two are. Except for me. And her, because...
The occasional times we do. Because it's just...
But it's usually right within my... So it's not unattended or nothing.
No, and that
but
makes
what
sense.
The issue is okay. If somebody has mental issues, it's the same as the guns that are used in crimes. 99% of them are stolen.
Yes.
Or illegally
stolen. Where
obtained
I can see where I can see the thing with and that aspect of the red flag, yes, I could see that. However, we all know that nothing's worth the paper it's printed on. That's a fact. So, but now what concerns me about the red flags, okay, is if they pass that and her and I have a fight, or we have an argument, or you and I have an argument.
How's it?
You pick up the phone, you call the local office. Oh my God, this guy's mentally unstable. Da 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 da.
There it is. There it is. Yep. Just like what?
Not saying that either one of you two would. You know, we'd just look at each other and go. And walk away.
Pretty much how it always is. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, that's called being an adult. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
That was like the one person in Beloit here, what was it, 2 days ago? Where at 2 o'clock in the morning someone's calling because he's stabbing himself.
I don't know, but there was a lady, there was somebody that walked into Quick Trip on 51 with a self inflicted neck wound.
No, it's at the Drainville.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was on 51.
It was on 51 Quick Trip, yeah.
I think they came out of the trailer court. Shocker.
Was it self-inflicted?
There is a group home
huh?
down there.
I remember hearing about it. I didn't hear about it being self-inflicted, though.
There's a group home that was self-inflicted to the neck.
So it was the...
Hold on.
Away from a group home.
If it's that group home, it's the group home attached to the halfway house. Especially if it's a... Don't kill the dog!
Okay, here we go. Let me see what it... Because that was one I was going to read tonight, but it was just like, ooh, you know, let me see. And it's only about, you know...
No, I was just...
So here we go.
I was curious about it.
This was on the 28th. A resident of an area group home walked into a Janesville Quick Trip Sunday with a self-inflicted slash to her neck.
Oh, it is self-inflicted. Okay.
Police Sergeant Benjamin Thomas said the person received medical treatment and was reported in stable condition after walking to the Quick Trip at 3123 U.S. Highway 51 near the intersection of State Highway 11 on Janesville South Side around 6:30 p.m. Sunday. No additional information has been released.
100% if it's coming from the group home, it is the halfway house.
That's a hell of a walk.
Not really. Not that bad of a walk.
You gotta go past the airport.
That's the closest halfway house there is. Or the,
Yeah, I know.
Closest group home there is.
That's the only one I know of on that side of town.
That's what I'm thinking is, because there's the other ones on the other side.
Oh, there's a shitload of them on the other side.
That's what I'm like, I think it is.
But I don't know, well, I know that... No, that's the biggest one I know of, unless there's a... I mean, that one's pretty obvious when you go by it.
Pretty?
Yeah.
Pretty?
I said pretty obvious, not pretty. I mean, it's obvious.
Oh, no, I understand
the big
what
cement,
you're saying.
The big brick gate in front of it that's, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I worked there. I'm well aware.
But I know there's a couple of...
Fuck, this is too...
I know there's a couple of residential
there's a
group
few,
homes.
But I don't know if it's on that side.
No, they're more up towards where I used, where the old Studio B was.
Yeah.
More so behind.
And they're not going to walk
more so behind on the other side of 51 than my side of 51.
Yeah. Because they would have to walk that far with not getting seen. Yeah, no.
Well, I couldn't really see them walking from the other one, but I mean, hey.
You could cut through some of the farmland back there, though.
Yeah, but that's still a...
I never said it wasn't going to be a trike, but...
They got to go through that construction site.
Oh, yeah, that's construction site. Sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that. I
don't Stop know. And play around a mini golf on the way. Yeah.
Who knows? She might have cut herself on the way there.
And then tried to walk to get her blood pressure up to... Yeah.
Maybe she regretted decisions. She was having a depressed moment, regretted decisions. Did it, and then regret.
Do it at the home, though, where somebody's there.
But she got kicked out.
Point.
Oh, God, no.
Point.
That's why we had to walk through at night.
Yeah, but the staff is usually there.
No, there's a few hour empty window.
Where there's no staff.
Because really? It was empty. Because really? Not empty, but like they're short staffed. Oh. And it makes sense why they're short staffed.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but yeah.
Yeah, they treat their employees like shit.
That's saying it nicely.
Anyway, moving on. So now we're going to Cali.
Yeah, sorry. Totally off subject.
But that's par for the webcast for our podcast.
Normal par for course.
Exactly.
So, I actually watched this police video on YouTube. Again, I watch way too much court shit on YouTube, and if I ever like die over something that's not natural and cops have to pull my phone, I will be fucked. Just letting everybody know, my phone has so many like murder shit. They'd be like, "Is she okay? Is she not part of something?"
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. But this one is Turpin children still living in squalor 4 years after the House of Horrors rescue, despite donations. Okay.
Why do I feel like I should have heard about this one at one point?
This happened around 2021. Okay, I did not watch. Did not. The Escape from House of Horrors on Hulu. It is.
I actually
thing.
Think I have that bookmarked. Just of I was I one half-assed morning. I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. Ad. That looks interesting. Ad.
I do that too.
I just haven't gotten back around to it.
That's what I do with my another one. My Netflix account.
Slapping the beef.
Not really beef. You're slapping something.
Makes good armrest.
Poor mistreated thing.
But we're going
to... Oh, Xena, good baby. You good horse?
She a good horse.
You remind me of Marmaduke. Not quite as big as Clifford, but Marmaduke.
Scooby-Doo.
Marmaduke.
Scooby-Doo.
Hmm?
Scooby-Doo was a great Dane, too.
Mm-hmm. May look more like a Marmaduke.
And that, yeah. She's black and white.
Marmaduke.
She filmy.
I wanted to buy that new book. It's got a picture of Clifford on it. There's a cat in the tree, and Clifford's got the tree pulled down, and the cat's about right here. It's called Clifford Launches a Fucking Cat.
Me. I'd do it. But no. We're going to Paris, California. This is going to be after suffering unspeakable abuses and
The laid down horse.
Fuck, I even know the word and I can't say it. That's all I
know. Moose.
At the hands of their own parents. The Turpin siblings, it seems. Turpin.
Turpin, T-U-R-P-I-N?
Yeah.
M-O-U-S-E?
No.
Fuck you.
Oh, damn.
Maybe later.
Oh, baby.
They were on the path to a new life, a future with resources needed for a fresh start to make up for the years they
were
locked away from the world. Yeah, okay. Now, nearly 4 years ago, so I would be before 21, 4 years.
After, so around 17.
Yeah, I couldn't do the math.
16, 17.
Just because I work in fraud don't mean I think about math. After authorities rescue 13 Turpin siblings. 13.
Sounds like you and Tech, bitch.
Hell, I ain't having 13 kids. You got me fucked up.
You got four.
I am John.
Honey, they're like all my aunts and uncles on my sperm donor side. There was originally 13.
You got me fucked up.
The Dirty Dozen.
Well, that's what happens before internet.
I blame COVID, but this was during COVID when they got arrested.
Well, you cannot turn out 13 kids in 4 years.
I'm just saying, I would have said that.
Well, no, because you got to stay 6 feet apart.
What? You know how many people, there was like a baby boom because of COVID. Are you kidding me?
That was like prime time.
And the worst part is, Navi was literally born a few months before COVID. She was my only child, I didn't have to work. But now her date, her year is just, you were a COVID baby. Not really, but yes, she was.
You were on the cusp.
That poor child.
Of the worst modern plandemic ever. Hi, Bubba.
We need another one. I don't want to go to work anymore. I'll work from home. That sounds great.
I can't.
I can't either.
You don't work.
Yeah, I do. I take care of your ass.
He well, still does that at home then.
Huh?
He still does that at home then.
I don't get paid. I get no vacations.
He does get to sleep most of the day though.
And who watches the cats while you can't sleep?
Wait. You don't get any vacations. You can't drive. I'm sorry.
Actually, I can. You only need one good eye in the state of Wisconsin.
But you also need to make sure you have...
There are days where I go out to the range by myself, thus giving you a day home alone on a vacation.
That's not a vacation. I'm not home alone.
Apparently, the cat's paying her ass.
No, it's a roommate.
Can't help that either.
You want a vacation one day?
I'll never get it one because I can't afford it. Not in today's economy.
That's not true. You could always go spend time fishing somewhere, and it doesn't cost anything.
Maybe we'll get our fishing licenses. I'll drive you somewhere, drop your ass off, and come back and get you in a couple hours.
I don't know if that is going to help you at all, but I'm just going to let you know.
Yeah. Okay. I got to worry about being stung by bees, falling in a hole, drowning myself.
Drop her off at a library.
No, I might get lost in a book. You might have to...
There's a creepy lady.
I'm just saying because it's free.
She does kind of have that librarian look, though, right now, with the way her glasses are down.
I'm trying to help you, not bear you. You're not helping.
No, you're not.
I'm trying.
Don't be sorry. Be you.
I'll work on getting you a vacation.
You could put a tent outside.
Don't want it.
make sure you have all the volume for the mosquitoes and everything. Put the little stakes up that have the mosquito repellent.
Douse them in it.
And guess what? You can sleep outside for a night. There's a vacation.
With the mutant raccoon that runs around? The two that were climbing up onto our roof one night, and I got video of them.
Mutant raccoons.
Big fucker. I think I still got it.
Mom? What?
Sometimes I love having video doorbells.
You know what I'm saying?
You get all kinds of neat shit.
Shouldn't know whatever.
If I had video doorbells in my... I'd be scared.
Oh, the drunken goofballs that showed up that day?
No, those are the raccoons. The two raccoons on the front porch and the one...
steroids.
The one climbing up the...
They're on steroids. I haven't seen raccoons that big since I moved out of Janesville away from the
Greenbelt. You ain't that far. But the worst part is... Okay, to be honest, there's a raccoon that lives over here that does it.
And then this was...
He keeps going to my fucking trash. Bastard.
We had a fox run through the side of our yard.
Oh, you got the fox.
He prances. That's a fox.
Well, if it's right there, it's not moving.
Oh, you gotta probably hit the... He'll come in from the left.
Should no one ever?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at this.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm like, okay.
And then we have them continuing to across the street.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just going for the nightly stroll down the block.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
We're in California.
The 13 siblings were saved. They were subjected to brutal violence, deprived of food, sleep, hygiene, education, health care, advocates, and country leader assuring the siblings and a concerned public that help was on his way. Everything was taken from him at one point.
Mm-hmm.
They were confident and given what they have been through and how resilient they were going to be really successful, said Jack Osborne, the court-appointed attorney for 7 adult children. 7 of them. After their parents' sentencing in 2019, two of the 20... The kids who ranged age 2 to 29, their promises were falling flat, unfortunately. So that prompted people to donate over hundreds of thousands of dollars to the kids.
Okay.
And now the Turpin kids are actually speaking out, saying they had no resources that they were promised.
Yeah, the parents probably sold it on crack or something.
Parents are...
Come here, Zena.
Actually...
Yes, I said your name. You're being mellow. I'll pet you. I remember when you used to not like me.
Oh, come near you or much less look at you.
Yeah, the Turpin parents are named David and Luis.
Okay.
They are both serving life sentences in California Penitentiary.
Mm. Oh, your nose is wet.
They're healthy. Is it cold too? Healthy.
So they pled guilty to 14 counts for the abuse.
But there's 13 kids.
Over several decades of their 13 kids, correct. I don't know how they got 14.
We need to make it an even number.
Probably. Who the fuck knows?
Because, I mean, it's California. That those 14 count, those 14 whatever could end up, you know, being like 3 days in jail because it's California. But now going by the new law, if there's 16 or 17, they could have rented them out for sex and they could have made more money.
The kids were between 2 and 29, so.
Well, I'm sure there's a 16 and 17-year-old in there somewhere.
There's 13 kids, yeah. Somewhere in that mix.
They could have rented out the oldest, the second oldest, too.
That'd be 29, though.
Dude,
how many kids are there between the 16 and 17-year-old and the 29-year-old?
I don't know.
So they could technically be the second to oldest. There's too much information missing.
Too much information, period. I don't want to know.
I know, it's kind of disturbing, but...
Most of my life. My life can be disturbing, too. Enjoy every minute of it, though.
I know. Why do I keep hitting that one?
I don't know. Why do you?
Damn. But David and Luis Turpin.
Yeah. Dude looks like a strung out He-Man from the 80s. He-Man cartoon. He's the same fucking haircut.
Really does.
It's a Karen Bob haircut.
Why is that so accurate?
Because I'm old. I know a few things.
That was my aunt and uncle's name.
Karen and Bob?
But I'll tell you why they got 14.
Why did they get 14?
The Turbin family first lived in Fort Worth.
Okay.
Texas. Until 99. Then they moved up to Rio Vista, Texas. In 07, they moved 10 of their children into an isolated trailer on the property. Only 10. Well done. David and Luis took the two youngest and left the rest of the children to defend themselves and fend for themselves. Okay? And bringing groceries on a weekly basis, but not enough to feed everybody.
Lord of the Flies.
No shit. One of their daughters, Jordan Turpin, age 6 at the time, stated there was a lot of starving, and she resorted to eating ketchup, mustard, or ice. It's actually kind of rough. After that, the family left Rio Vista property in 10, and the neighbors at that time found feces and beds with rope ties to them, along with dead cats and piles of garbage. Fortunate for the cats. Cats had nothing to do with this.
Dead cats. Well, there's a food source.
Sit right. In 2014.
One's sitting in your chair.
Hey, Kevin.
In 2014,
Cousin Kevin. Hi, yeah. Cousin Kevin.
So in 14, they
see
moved
my nipple.
To Paris, Texas, California. Jesus Christ. Neighbors reported the children were silent and less spoken to, which would be nice to ever have, but I didn't know.
I had a girlfriend like that too. But...
Be nicer.
Like children who only their only defense was to be invisible. Less they say, it's better. And they would rather skip than walk and appeared malnourished and pale.
I'm pale.
Rather skip than walk.
Like they have a limp.
He says, hey, peeps and peepettes.
Hello.
What?
Hey, peeps and peepettes. Like the nasty Easter food.
Oh, I love peeps.
You're fucking gross.
Oh, they got Dr. Pepper flavored ones.
That is fucking gross.
No, they're actually not bad.
They're good. I think you have issues. My cat eats them. Come on.
Well, your cat has issues. In more way than one. I know. Look at it. Look at the owner.
See? Owner. Not me. I'm just mom.
So then, hold on. The children did not spend all their time in captivity. Photos emerged of all 13 children visiting Disneyland in Anaheim, California. The boys were dressed in matching Disney shirts and Disney t-shirts. David and Louise had the affinity for Disney and the park. The vanity plates on the couple's two cars said Disneyland and DL Forever.
No, the only way to eat a peach is to give it all to me. I'm my mother's child.
You're fucking gross.
I am my mother's seventh daughter.
David and Luis were planning on leaving California to move to Oklahoma right before their arrest. And Jordan, that original 6-year-old, yeah. Who's not six anymore, but the 6-year-old at the time, that is when she overheard and it was time to break out and call the cops. Mom. So in 18, Turpin children have been planning their escape for more than 2 years. On January 14th, 2018, two of the girls left the house through a window. The younger girl, 13, became frightened and went back.
I could see that.
Jordan, at the time, was 17. Got some distance, called 911 on a deactivated cell phone she brought with her.
Nice.
So I think a deactivated cell phone is actually good for. Unless it's a paperweight.
No, any deactivated cell phone will call 911.
Yeah.
That's why it always scares me.
I know.
Because I
take the battery out of it.
She plays games on it. She plays Among Us.
Can't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The Awesome Virtue. Forgot about that. But hold on. She told the dispatcher that she and her siblings were being abused by parents, that the smell of the house was so bad sometimes she could barely breathe. She stated two of her sisters and one brother were currently chained to the bed. The first officer arrived. Jordan showed photos of the house on that phone. Then they decided that same day to do a welfare check. They answered the door. The sheriff's department said that Luis was perplexed as to why they were even there at the residence. Inside, they entered the stench of human excrement, decaying garbage, dead pets, and moldy food. With every surface covered in trash. Later, they found the other 12 children. One had been shackled to a bed 4 weeks. And it appeared two others had been shackled until just before the officer arrived.
People don't need to breathe.
How can people fucking do that to their kids?
You make so cold.
I'm sorry, but sometimes I think people should have a license to reproduce.
Yes.
How can someone be so cold and heartless for something they brought human life into this world.
Yeah, I know.
Much less carry for eight, nine.
Well, it's like people that it's no different than people that walk out on their kids. How the hell can you? I can understand if you're having. We know a couple people that have been in situations where they've had to give their kids up for adoption.
I feel like that's different, though.
What's that?
I feel like that's different.
It is, but to willingly walk out of your kid's life and not want anything to do with them.
It's beyond me.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, when I first saw this case, the video, I was kind of.
I think I actually have this one bookmarked. And I think I started watching a few minutes of it, but I just couldn't.
You got to be.
Well, no, it just started off. If it's the one I think it is, if I can remember the cover picture of it. I thought it was good, but apparently it started. I think it was called Escaping Hell House.
Yeah.
Okay, it started off dry.
You couldn't get into it.
This is why I watched the actual police report first. I obviously haven't watched.
But see now, since we're covering this, I look at it with fresh eyes. If that's what it actually is, the one that I was started to watch, if it actually is about this case, now I know
what you're going into.
I hate to say it like this. It's going to get better.
Better, but you'll have better understanding.
Well, but what I mean is right now it's just so, it's so slow and so dry. It's like.
Because you didn't know what it was about.
Right.
So it could have been a fake story.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's not.
And I don't mean it by getting better with what happens to the... But it picks up. I don't know.
I see what you're saying, but I don't know how to explain it anywhere.
Yeah, I don't either.
So
it's like a very boring movie when it first starts.
Honey, you're using the miniature horse.
Oh, yeah.
I'd use her.
But I mean, like I said, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it just starts off. There's no backstory. It just starts off with two kids getting ready to go to school.
But they never went to school.
Now, let's backtrack.
Again, I watched a few minutes of it, and I'm like, eh.
It could be them getting ready to leave.
Saying they're going to school to go call the police. Yes,
there could be a different way. I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't. If it's the one that I did start to watch, I will have to go back and. Because the cover art caught my attention.
But with this one, seven kids at the time were over the age of 18. Seven.
And you would.
And that's where the 29, which is bad because the cops all thought they were under 18.
So they looked like they were, okay.
So here, the parents imprisoned, beat, strangled, allowing them to eat maybe once a day, and bathe them once a year.
Oh, that had to be right.
I get mad because, again, my daughter has autism. It's hard to get her in a bath. All right. I freak out when she doesn't get two baths a week.
And a sponge bath in between, providing you can catch her on the rug.
Hey, I've been working with brushing her teeth, and we're finally getting that every day. So I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I will deal with twice a week, man.
I go every other day.
Thing is, tism's different than normal people.
Yeah, I know.
So it's rough.
I'm just saying, I try to go every other day. Cause...
Yeah, which you should. You fucking work. Smelly ass.
Yeah, but I don't. I work, but I don't work. Unlike your husband, who works.
He sweats like a beast, too.
He's a workhorse.
Yes, he is.
So do I. I mean, I sweat like a beast, too, but I sit in a air-conned factory all day.
Yeah, he don't.
Yeah, I don't. I do most of my sweating at night and on my way home from work.
Oh, I'd...
Or that you're inhaling cat hair from the cat on the bed. Stop walking on me.
So the oldest child... The older child appeared much younger because she weighed 82 pounds. And she was 29.
I want to lose weight, but there's better ways of doing it.
Well, when you're only getting fed once a week.
Noted.
If you're lucky. Hold on, if you're lucky. The 12-year-old child had the circumference equivalent to that of a 4-month-old baby.
That's like Auschwitz camp type skinny.
Yeah.
That one.
No, that's smaller than that one.
And when they talked to Jordan, and you could hear the difference in that call, or when they come up to that the house, or not the house, but where she was so limited on her vocabulary, she didn't know what medication was. She is 17. She didn't understand. She knew the police were there to help her, but she didn't understand what they do. She knew she was limited on everything.
So it's kind of like she's
given up on.
Well, I know, but now you got to look at it.
She's 17 with the brain of Navi.
Right.
I love my daughter, but...
And now you have to worry about...
Fucking everything.
I don't know. I'm gonna try to put this... The only way I can think of saying is culture shock. Because she's been so... Fucking
life shock.
Well, yeah, but...
But yes.
Extremely sheltered to the extreme.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say sheltered.
Hidden from the world.
Isolated. Because sheltered, I feel like at least you know things.
No, noted.
Isolated, it's like Tarzan coming out of God knows.
Watch out for that tree.
With his loincloth.
Pretty much.
Which probably wasn't a loincloth at all.
No, likely, probably a leaf.
I don't know.
Probably had to shave it. And to shave it.
So they got 12 counts of torture, 12 counts of false imprisonment, 7 counts of dependent abuse to a dependent adult, 6 counts of child abuse, additional charge, which is where the 14 came from, lewd acts on a child under 14.
Incest!
And probably, or pictures of a child. But he told California that he was teaching his, they were in homeschool, private school.
Yeah, we're getting your education. You're
still, so, true.
Mm-hmm. That is just so...
So, many levels.
Yep. So they got life in prison with the possibility of parole in 25.
They did it once, they'll do it again.
Experts believe they'll never actually go... They'll never be released.
Wait, is it California that they're getting charged in?
It's in Cali.
They'll get a slap on the wrist, they'll serve 10, they'll be out.
Well, they're not allowed to have any contact with children.
It doesn't actually stop them from crying again.
The 2-year-old, I think, might have a shot.
Unless the kids have changed their names and they've been adopted out, which they probably...
With security measures in place, yeah.
I know some have... are still in the system because of the age. Don't know if they're adopted out. The oldest ones, they still have the same name.
They what?
They still have the same names.
That's the first thing I would do is change my fucking name.
Hell yeah. Fuck out of that.
I'm stuck in their pouch. Doesn't help things actually keeping me there.
That's not going to help you because this is what he does.
How can someone do that to their kids?
That I do not know.
That's like people who...
I mean, all three of us are parents. How can we... You know?
If anything, my kids will probably say I tried to over-parent them.
Rather over than under.
Yeah.
I over-disciplined their father, under-disciplined. You have crack on your butt, but no marks. Know what, they listen for 6 months? Am I parenting?
I have.
Well, that's like when you watch some of these ER shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people, women who give birth, they don't associate the baby as theirs. But that's like a PTSD or postpartum thing. I've never experienced it.
Yeah, I...
Stop beating your dogs!
No!
Sorry.
The little one is playing a game.
She's playing Minecraft, so please understand. She's just
She's physically beating the dog. One's over there, one's under my foot, and the other one's in the corner. They're sleeping. Like a big fluffy log.
He drools.
So do I, but that's beside the point. I've been waking up lately with a little puddle of spit under my left fucking... Janelle's in there.
Javi, come here. Okay.
She must be done. That's amazing.
Holy crap. She probably had to shut that faucet off. Whoop! I heard Navi. Whoosh.
Did you at least finish?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It only tinkled an ocean. I'm like, ew.
Well, you know, sometimes you...
I didn't have to take a crap bowl. Not yet. I want to ask Lester for that. I want to be stuck outside doing that one again. Poor shitter. I ain't have no ass blaster.
Now you know how I feel at work. Navi, go wash your hands, sweetheart.
Wash your hands, baby.
Please.
Thank you.
Thunk, 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 thunk. Yeah, I don't know how you could. I mean.
I can't.
Have there been times when my kids were younger, have I thought about knocking them in the next week? Yeah.
Well, parent hasn't.
I know. But...
I mean, if Jamie's still on, I'm not sure. But. Jamie has a son just 2 years younger than me. I'm 100% guaranteed that woman has thought about knocking him the smooth the fuck out within the last 2 days.
Oh, is that good, huh?
Should I think about knocking him out?
Okay. But I mean, but there's a difference. I mean, we're talking, you know, these people starved their kids, and...
I don't know how you can starve your child. Granted,
They're a teenager, maybe, because it's like, Jesus Christ, the food bill never goes down. It goes up.
The bottomless pits of food.
Unless you're lucky and you get one that's kind of picky, and you know what...
And that's a blessing in disguise, and
it is, but it isn't.
I gotta remember, I got one of each.
And you're right in the middle.
I got the bottomless pit, and then I got the bottomless pit slash the picky one. With certain foods she'll eat all the time versus stuff she won't even touch. But yes, she can put away a medium-sized pepperoni pizza from Domino's for herself.
Wash your hands, baby girl.
But Mom...
I'm trying to figure
that one.
Come here. Don't know. I don't know how anybody can.
That's all you have to do. Wash your hands.
I mean, I just, yeah, I don't know how people can do that. Much as I love doing this show, I really hate cases like this. But I know it's a fact. Yeah. It's a fact.
Good
that,
job, baby girl. The controller.
Whether it's
right.
A human child, bird child, or a dog parent, cat parent.
Yeah.
Guinea pig, bird, whatever it is in between. Or even a sloth parent, if you will.
Yeah, I was telling Drink Bitch that, you know, I love doing the show, but man, when we hit cases like this, I don't like doing it.
And that's the worst part because, like, in each situation, you're always going to have the bad, worst, and the ugly.
Right.
Hi. But
this is just bad, worse, and ugly all in one.
Yeah, well, we had one, our first ever case that Kelly Bates. Will always be stuck in our minds, man. That poor girl got her eyes carved out, and she still didn't die. It took her 2 extra fucking weeks to die. Hell no.
And then there's ones I forget. Sam Elliott. I don't like these cases, but I know that we have to cover them because they are out there.
And that's the worst part. Sometimes it's... You look at parents and you think, oh, they might be really good people. And then... You don't know what was behind the closed doors.
There was one that I was researching. And...
Hi.
It was so disturbing. I just went right by it. It was for one of the nights I was going to do it. And I'm like, no.
There's cases I've said the same. But like, I've had to disassociate myself from the case.
I understand that.
And it's not easy.
I've spent many years disassociating myself from reality when I was running EMS.
Oh, hell no. I would like to reach out to one of my cop friends here on the force in this lovely ass town. Joking with that. He's only been on the force for like a year.
Really?
I would love to reach out to him. Can I reach out to him? Yes, I have a cell phone number. Yes, we still text. Yes, he almost hit my car. I'll give him shit for that for the rest of his life. He was in the police, in the cruiser, and his leg slipped and it just happened to be my truck. And he hit the brake before he hit me, obviously. But I went like this. And I text him, I'm like, really? And he goes, you're lucky it was me. I'm like, no, fuck you, you almost hit me. So I understand, I get along with a lot of bullet police departments. Because I got pulled over in the van after that incident. Because I had to take that to work for some fucked up reason, I don't even know why. At the halfway house of loveliness. But my tag was in the wrong spot. So they pulled me over. I'm like, well, tell officer blah, blah, blah. I won't say his name. That I said hi. Because he worked the same shift. Just like, okay, I'll let him know. But that's the thing. Like, if you could treat them nice, they treat you nice. But I would love to have him on the show. Just to be like, so. Obviously, you can't tell me about each case. Because it's legal. I get it. But how many times have you seen something like that? Or the parents are actually the one doing it.
And he would, technically, he would be able to answer.
Without giving us details, yes.
Yeah.
He could say 15 since I started. I already know when he started. He's been on the force for a year. If that number was accurate, I'd still say that's too fucking much. I don't know. I know he pulled somebody outside of my house before.
Gets done, comes over, knocks on the door. Can I use your bathroom?
Yeah. No. He was pulling over someone that I helped at the halfway house. I saw the lights and I went outside and it was him. I'm like, you motherfucker. And I had to go pick up that person because they lived across the street too. I had to go pick him up. And he's like, this little small black guy, he looks familiar and da-da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's Officer blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah, how'd you know that? I'm like, bitch, you were at the same place with us. He worked with, oh yeah, you're this one. You look familiar. You're stupid. He goes, well, he lost my keys. Literally, the keys were sitting on top of his car. And they left it there when he took him to the police station. But it was so fucking dark, you couldn't see shit. Obviously, you can tell that our street gets dark as hell. But yet, there are lights somewhere.
Not on this block.
No, this block fucking sucks.
It's like, and then there's our block that's got like 7 of them.
Apparently, it grew 2 legs and went over by you because it didn't happen over here.
And we got a retired judge.
Yeah, we got a retired judge on our street.
And then couple houses over the other way, you got a Blake PDO.
Yeah.
It still doesn't stop from the fireworks over there.
No.
Firework or gunshots, I mean.
Oh, we play that frozen game already at the time of the year. No, wait a minute, that was last month. Never mind.
Yeah.
Either way, I still had the medication.
Yeah, I'm... That would be cool to get... Try to get some police officers on here. Or even EMS.
I know 0 EMSs. I know a Rock County sheriff. I know a deputy.
Now, Rock County sheriff would be really interesting.
I don't know about that one.
Our doctor. Her husband used to be a Rock County boy.
Oh.
I would hate to know what actually happened throughout Rock County. Again.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta let sleeping dogs lie.
Really? Rock County? I fucking would, too.
But why? It's so fun to poke it.
But the thing is, we're not the worst there is. I could only imagine Vegas cops, bro.
Oh, that would be fun.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You go on vacation, you end up on probation. I don't know. How do you look at it?
Well, it's like the new stupid city ordinance up in Watertown where Thomas lives.
What's up? I don't know. We got a new city inspector. She can kiss my wet ass cheek.
You cannot vape, whether it's nicotine or not, or have an open cigarette in your hand. Even if you're in your driveway walking up to your own house, or be within 25 feet of your own, of a residence, park, sports area, or even being on a pier at the park, fishing.
Why?
people in their healthy lungs.
Oh, hell, that's probably fucking great.
Oh, I'm going to go through Watertown with a fucking cigarette in my hand in my car.
You can't even be in your own vehicle with the window down and flick out the window anymore without being
Well, I don't flick mine out the window anyway. It's littering.
It's yeah, technically that's littering.
Yeah, it's... and, know. You know, I used to remember a time when cities could not have any laws stronger than the state. Just saying. Just saying. So you think Tech Bitch is good and drunk now?
I don't know.
Should I call him and order a pizza?
You could.
Do this live on air.
For what?
Tech Bitch is not with us tonight because he's at a kids-free wedding.
He left us to our own devices to be techie. To do
Whoa!
Job.
They said it had something to do with kids. It's her enjoy a more enjoyable environment. To be public health and creating more of an enjoyable environment. What kind?
You gotta be 25 feet away from any other people.
Prohibited 25 feet from designated public park and recreation areas. Unless specified by city agreement. Get
yep,
fucked.
Which if you would rent out a pavilion, then you're allowed to.
You can't smoke around heating and air conditioning intakes?
Nope. Or in open, and this is out in the open.
Enclosed, open air, and temporary structures. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Park pavilions.
You can't be by those.
Oh, wait, those were closed during COVID, too.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even carry a firearm in those.
Okay.
I've seen outhouses posted.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent your husband a message asking if he's drunk yet. Is he supposed to come home tonight?
Yes.
Oh. Then he's probably not drunk.
Not likely. See?
Yeah.
He said it. My son made a nice long post about that
I want to know how much the fine's going
to
be.
Yeah, that's what Tom was going to comment about. Curious how much it has, because open that complex out there in Martin Street Apartments. It's open air. You have a dead middle of the winter, 25 feet away from the building.
Fucking watch me quit smoking, bitch.
Take a half of a hit off of a nicotine vape to go back in.
And freeze your ass off.
Yeah, because you can't smoke outside, period.
And you can't smoke indoors anymore.
Yeah, like they're going to tell me what I can fucking do in my house.
Well, you're...
Bitch better have a warrant.
I wonder if they would also go for the nicotine, anti-nicotine.
Probably. Thing. Probably.
Sorry, dude. It's prescribed by my doctor.
I'm smoking in my house. They have an issue with it. Line them up. I'll take you one by one.
Thing is, ours here in Beloit, our city ordinance, fucking lovely lady. She tried to get me for those couches.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, did anything come about that yet?
I had to pay the $187 fine, so that way Paul didn't go to jail. By the first.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I paid it.
So when are you going to put the screen up and say, fuck them?
I fuck what?
So if you want to know how much the thing is, it's got the link in the article for how much the fine will be.
It's probably going to be around $187 for your first offense. Second offense, it'll be $500. Because, no, we don't double. We almost triple the bitch.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's an automatic.
So, wait, what you're saying is when we go to when we go to Watertown, we can't smoke in the car?
No. You can't. You can't smoke in enclosed areas.
You can't have the window open because it would escape into the open areas of the open
area. Yeah, you can't have your window open. Oh, this is so stupid, bro.
Oh, they're going to have fun enforcing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cop is going to pull over every single person that they see smoking.
Yep.
Someone's going to hot box a
There's only
out of a
three
cop.
Cops on that whole damn town. Okay, six.
Eight.
Okay. Okay, eight. And how many people? How many
Who
people
the fuck is
drive?
Gonna enforce anything in Watertown?
I'm just waiting for the Watertown police.
You know what?
They have a tape measure and measure 25 feet out.
It's gonna be. It's gonna be. What it's gonna be is. It's gonna be a bunch of Karens. Oh my God! He's smoking.
Oh, you know
oh my fucking
do?
God! Yes, it will
you
be.
Know what I want to do? Candy cigarettes go out there. I am evil. Just
oh, I should just go out. I should just go out there with my empty tubes. Because I roll my own.
You gotta get it to light, though.
Huh?
The empty tubes, you gotta get to light. Which you could. The candies ones, they're not gonna light so well. Unless you paint it red.
But if it looks and it comes from a cigarette pack.
I mean, they did have some, back in the day, they had some legit-looking ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but...
It's being absolutely ridiculous about what it is now.
Yeah, so next time we go through Watertown, I'm just going to take an empty...
Tube and fuck around
with it. Tube and put it in my mouth and roll around and just, like, ash it like I'm ashing out the window. Oh, it's empty. Nothing there. Waste of taxpayers' money. Make sure I have my...
I would say grab one of the Isas that look real, but never
make
mind.
Sure,
they get
make sure I have my phone on record, on video.
I'd love to see it. Because you know how fucking annoyed they'd be? Be like, and there's my license, there's my registration, you can't get me for anything. Because I am partaking into your bullshit.
No, that would be funny. Drive by there, set it up Facebook Live for us. Toss the camera on the dash. Oh, good afternoon, officer. Just to let you know, you're being broadcast live on Whiskey, Wine, and True Crimes. Here's my license. Here's my registration. What are you pulling me over for?
Technicalities, Wisconsin is a one-party...
Yep, I know.
State. You don't have to even say that.
I know.
Sorry, if anybody needs to know that.
Oh, no, I know that. I have some recorded conversations on my phone that I knew about and... Other people did not.
That saves you from a lawsuit sometimes, too.
Why do you think they're on my phone? Actually, they're stored off of the phone, but I can retrieve them pretty much at any time.
Yeah, too bad I can't get that.
What? What are you looking for?
No, I meant like, too bad I can't record some of the things I want to.
They have an app for it.
Oh, no. I can't record certain conversations that I would.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you have some pretty good ones.
Honey. Off air, I could tell you some stories. On air, I can't tell you shit.
Right. I seen that. Max, you just kind of melted into the wall over there.
He usually does.
Yeah, and the aircon vent is over there too, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I'm fixing your collar, you horse. There was a tag hanging out of it. It was driving me nuts.
But that's all I had.
Okay. Yeah, so I hate these cases, but I know they have
to
be.
I'll have to stay here and go through everything to figure out where it's at to see what to find out.
There's going
to
be there was that one case in Illinois not too long ago where the mother, or maybe it was a stepmother, one of the two, that killed their son, said that he went running off, he went missing. They found him a day and a half later. And she killed him.
Mm.
Like, there are people like that. There's people that are fucking nuts.
I'm going to flip your ears inside out. And see how long they stay. Floopy ear.
Yeah, they don't stay very long because she floop. She floop.
She a good puppers. And I remember when she used to be afraid of me.
Remember when she was smaller.
Yeah, she had gotten a little taller.
Girl spurt.
Well, they don't live very long, unfortunately. But they're big, lovable lummoxes.
Oh, they're lovable.
And there's slobber everywhere, too.
I don't know. I think my favorite lummox is that one, to be real honest with you. Sleeps like a cat.
He snores like a human. You not hear him?
Farts like you.
Or you.
Oh, the stretch farts he does.
Yes,
when she does it, it's poof.
How old is Zena now?
I say I'm 2.5 now.
And she got that gray already.
Mm-hmm.
I moosh. Can I help you?
Oh, give her kisses.
You don't like when her green with the is.
Might help your breath there,
not
Zena.
She wouldn't lick it. She wouldn't even come here. It's all three of them. Because they're getting more potent.
So, before we wrap up, just, you know, take care of your kids.
Love them a little harder.
Yeah, love them a little harder. Hug them a little longer.
When you can before they protest.
Yeah. But, and remember, guys, if you want us to come to your place to do a live, reach out to us. If you want to come to our place and do a live with us, more than welcome. If you're police, fire, EMS, and you want to come share stories with us, we're open for that, too. Because I've got some EMS stories, but nothing modern, so to speak, but maybe one of these days we'll do a... I'll have to mentally prep myself and I'll go down some of my most memorable calls, both good and bad. So...
I can't blame you.
But anyway, we're going to wrap up for the night because I'm tired.
I get to go to bed without my husband, so that means I get a bed by myself.
She's going to the closet. The kid's going to come out with a stutter.
No, this kid just finally fell asleep because he stopped moving.
Oh, but now you got to get that one to sleep.
Fuck you.
Got Benadryl.
She has her medication. She'll be fine.
Cherry pie and some cherry flavored Benadryl.
Oh, that just made me.
Kid'll sleep
that.
For months.
Yeah. Made me think of that whole, you know, the old school grape.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that nasty shit. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yes, I love you too.
Oh, now I get the other side. There it is, there it is. Oh. Dog butt.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people. Until next week, this is Whiskey.
Oh, we got it going. We did it. We survived the show without tech bitch.